Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
It's Louisville A&E on the Fringe, featuring conversations with the movers and shakers of Louisville's thriving arts community and hosted by a man with a passion for the peculiar, Danny O'Day.
Here we are again. My name's Danny O'Day, and we're getting ready to do a fresh show here with the Louisville Improvisers. I have with me, and I guess we're going to improvise right into the show, and Alec Vols to my left, and
Chris nodding right now,
and Chris Anger.
Yeah, that's me. Thank you.
And are you all the originators of the Louisville Improvisers?
You've obviously done your research, Danny. Yes, we are. yeah, Alec and I founded the group back in 1999.
Mm-hmm. 90, I knew it was a while.
It's been a while. Yeah.
I was going to ask you a few minutes ago. I know almost everybody, one of the gentlemen that I interviewed on this show recently was Ken Pyle of Rudyard Kipling, and almost everybody that has done anything in entertainment and unusual here in Louisville started out there. What about you all?
Yeah. Well, we actually, the first improv show before the Improvisers got together I ever did in Louisville when I moved here a little over 15 years ago was at the Rudyard Kipling.
I knew it.
And we did regular shows there for about
six, seven years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then we gradually moved. But, oh, yeah, Ken and Sheila are just tremendous people, and just, you know, they'll give anybody a room, and they'll put on anything, and it's great. So, yeah, we love them.
It was a nice room for us to incubate the group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Alex obviously been reading his thesaurus, so...
Right.
Oh, well, it's perfect, you know, and it's just a great improv room, and you know, they're just... Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Now, you mentioned you're not originally from Louisville.
I am not. I moved here from California, like I said, not quite 15 years ago, November 98, from the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So you grew up in San Francisco?
Yeah, I did. I grew up in the Bay Area. I mean, I went to high school in Piedmont, California, and so Oakland, Berkeley, and, you know, actually, I lived in Oakland, Berkeley, San Jose, my very first apartment. Yeah, I know. And there's no real reason why I had to move, other than legal things. And I actually changed my name when I moved. No, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I am not in a witness protection program
anymore.
But yeah, and that's where I first. And just to back up a little bit, that's where I started doing improv in San Francisco.
I would figure.
Absolutely.
Well, how do you compare? You grew up in San Francisco. That's a pretty hot art place, and everything. How do you compare that to what you see here in Louisville coming up now?
Well, it's obviously different, but it's also great because the thing, you know, like I grew up there and did a lot of shows, and I started in high school doing improv and stuff like that, and then so it was great. But you know, after a while, you know, it becomes really crowded and really just sort of it's easy to get lost in the pack there,
right?
And so we didn't move just for the improv, but.
Well, no, that's one of the points that, like, Harold Mayer, who was recently here, you know, the great bookseller.
Absolutely.
He brought that up, the fact that Louisville is a small city, and it allows you to do all sorts of, you don't have a million people doing it.
Right.
Whatever you do, you're not up against a pack of other people.
Right. And when Alec, I met Alec, geez, I don't know, probably like a month or two after I'd moved here, and then it turns out he was an actor, and so the thing is, when I was doing it in San Francisco, when I moved to Louisville, there was no improv, really. Mm-hmm. I think there might have been a group at the Comedy Caravan, but we do ensemble improv, and depending on how much tape you got, quote unquote tape, there's different kinds of improv, but nobody was doing what we were doing, so it was new and exciting and different for people, and then gradually over the years. More and more improv is developed, but when we started, I mean, to this day, you have to explain what improv is. Hmm.
And exactly what is improv?
Man, you're good. Okay. You're obviously a professional, Danny.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Improv is, we do comedy and scenes based on audience suggestion. So, I mean, there's different kinds. There's short-form improv, and then there's long-form. And long-form is basically you just get one or two suggestions. And we have a couple of groups, and so we have a long-form group. But long-form is you get a suggestion, maybe a theme or a word, and then you do like a half hour. You can do an hour, like a play, a one-act play, or even just a long one-act or a short play. And then there's game-based improv, which is, you know...
the most famous example is the television program Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right.
Which was on. And that's short-form games. And we do a lot of that because it's what the audience in this town is most familiar with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're not only improvisers, we're educators.
And sure, we like to make people laugh, but if we educate... We still done our
job. We're still at this point, what, 15 years in almost, teaching Louisvillians what improv is and the possibilities. It's not all just Whose Line Is It Anyway.
But, right.
Mm-hmm. But that, so to speak, pays the bills, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. And
people, how many improvisers are there?
In our group?
Yes, right.
Yeah. Well, there's five.
Women? Any women?
We have one woman.
Okay.
We have four improvisers, and then we have an improviser/musical director, Todd Hildreth.
Oh, yeah. Todd.
Yeah. Everybody knows
Todd. He was on my show just recently.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Well,
with Squeezebot.
Absolutely. Right. Well, we've done shows with Squeezebot. Well, just a name drop, as we were walking up, our buddy Todd Hildreth just drove by and gave us a hard time, and we came in here and did, you know. So, yeah, Todd's great. And it's kind of funny. We started doing shows, and he's a tremendous musician, but we've been working together so long now. Now he actually does scenes and stuff, and we had to, you know, remind him that he's also a musician. But he's funny. He's really
great,
funny.
Great wit. Great wit.
Oh,
great
he's funny. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He used to write for Leo a number of years ago.
He had a column. Really, an advice column? Ask Todd.
Back in the day when it was a free alternative paper.
Right.
Not the corporate chill that it is now. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did it. Right. Okay.
But he was very witty, I remember. You know,
he's funny.
Funny writer.
He's very funny, and he's great. And it's kind of and it's one of those things where we never actually talked about it. It just gradually happened because we've been working together so long, and he's just funny, and he's just... He fits in great.
Well, anybody to come up with the idea to have a group composed of a banjo, an accordion, and a tuba, and a tiny drum, you know, which, of course, is Squeezebot, you know.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, we love those guys. And Todd, it's just, he's been a great fit.
Mm-hmm. And so the other two members of our group.
Oh, yeah, we have two people, and we have... thank you.
You're welcome.
We've already milked the Todd Hildreth cow for all its worth. Anyway, then we also have Brian Hines, who's worked with Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah,
and he teaches at Y Pass now.
He does teach at Y Pass, and then we have a woman, Jenny Cochran. I know her last name. Anyway. it's funny because we also teach classes, improv classes, and Jenny was actually a student of mine, and she just she hadn't done improv before she started taking the class, but I was just like, she's great, she's wonderful. So we brought her into the group. Been about 2 years. Yeah, and that's the thing about us. Alec and I have been working together, you know, like we said.
No, you're an actor, you say.
Yes, sir, I was.
Who were you with? I was the theater editor, Leo, for during the 90s.
During the 90s, I moved back to Louisville in the mid-90s. I had lived in New York, Los Angeles, and spent several years in Mexico for unrelated reasons.
You know, right. That's one thing we have in common. Right. Anyway,
but when I came back, I did some stuff with the Necessary Theater.
Yeah, I'm right. They were one of my favorite groups.
Yeah, we did some good work back then. But the last 13 years, I've been teaching at Walden Theater. I've been directing mostly. Okay. I haven't been in a play since 2001.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Alec and I were in that play together.
Yeah.
Well, once you get into doing theater, like the terrible thing about it is that you never make any money doing it.
Not really. No,
right.
No.
Yeah.
No, but that's why you get into improv for the money.
Yeah. Right.
Because the big money's there.
Right. Next stop, Easy Street.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've got some change.
Right. So, now, where are you performing now here in Louisville?
We do shows at the Bardstown.
Right.
Corner of Bardstown Road and Speed. And actually, thank you for asking, Danny, because we have a show coming up at Dreamland Film Center. October 25th.
Really nice. Then.
Yeah, and we have we have the Louisville Improvisers, and then Jenny and I started a two-person group, which Alec directs and Brian hosts the show, called the Foster Kids. And that's a two-person long-form improv. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that at the Dreamland Film Center on October 25th at 8 o'clock.
And what's that about?
The Foster Kids is how would you best describe it, Alec?
It's about a relationship. Between it's a couple that is in a relationship, and you see the arc of their story. You see how they meet and how they come together and how the relationship progresses, and usually pretty much how the relationship implodes.
as most relationships do, Danny. So, I'm sure your audience is well aware of that.
It's about 45 minutes long.
Right.
You get a couple of suggestions from the audience, and then they go out and they improvise, and they keep it going. So it's a series of short scenes that put together tell a long story.
And that's, you know, because if you've been doing improv for any length of time, and, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, Alec's been doing it for a long time, you know, you want to kind of, we've always been interested in exploring and expanding the art form of improv. So this was just sort of a variation, and, you know, I love working with Jenny, and then Alec is directing us. So it's just sort of give us another outlet and a different way to just realize that there's a lot you can do with improv.
That's right, Chris. What about our other groups that we're forming?
And first of all, thank you for remembering, Alec. We just started another one of the things that we teach a lot of people and make a lot of form their other groups. So we started another group called Detox Poncho.
Detox,
you know, as in going to detox.
Right.
Once again, we can't really get into specifics, but we started at JDAC a couple of months ago.
Right,
and and that's sort of an auxiliary group of, you know, new people and students of ours. And then we also, can you use a certain kind of language on this show?
You can use whatever you want.
All right. So we've also, Alec and Brian and I have started another show called The Dirty Fucking Improv Show. Because in general, we try to raise the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we just decided, you know, let's get tired of raising the bar. Let's just lower it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the Dirty Fucking Improv Show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the stuff that we do in rehearsal that we don't normally do in performance. But we decided, you know what, let's just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that coming up. And
we'll be appearing at the Slant Theater, Slant Culture Theater Festival in
November.
Yeah, the Slant people, I was thinking of having them on the show.
You
got to give me a contact.
I will.
Absolutely.
Right.
So we were there last year. We did a couple of shows. We have a Louisville Improviser show, which we did, which that was great, called By the Book. And we got some local authors, and they would read a passage or two, about 10 or 15 minutes from there. One of their books, and then we would just take that and improvise a hour show out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did last year.
Yeah, we had Barry Burns and
John Bull from the News.
And our Tom Owen.
The legendary
Tom Owen.
Oh, yeah, right.
We got him off the bike long enough.
we got him off, you know, and somebody held his helmet, and then we did the show. He's a great guy. We've actually done a couple with him. He's funny. He did the history of
Irish Hill.
Well, last year I think it was Butchertown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, last year was the history of Butchertown.
So this year we're doing a show called Working. And the concept, basically, what happened, and we've worked on it a little bit, but that's the thing about it. You know, we have a concept, and concept for this is what happens when our work lives and our private lives collide. So, you know, that's as far as we've gotten so far, but we liked that much. We came up with the title and then the concept, and we figured, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, right. It's the great thing about improv.
Right. It's like jazz.
Exactly.
Well, it is. It's about listening and working together. Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably why we work together with Todd so well.
Right.
It's innate with him.
Right. Certainly. So I think this kind of theater, especially, it's for you and for the people that are all, you know, that to participate with you, the audience. It's a great, to use the word, catharsis, wouldn't you say?
I would. And I think the thing that, I mean, that's the thing I love about it, maybe more than anything, is the fact that we don't know what's going to happen, mm-hmm. and we don't worry about what's going to happen, and we're all in it together, including the audience, because it's the ultimate in just sort of being in the moment. You know,
right.
And we need to be in the moment, and the audience is right there because it's a completely shared experience with the audience. And I always whenever I teach, you know, the audience, especially an improv show, loves to see you working.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's that sort of high wire surfing kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're really comfortable. So, and the audience just kind of, we don't know, they don't know, but we're all doing it together.
It's alchemy too.
It is alchemy.
Know, it's this magic that happens when you get people together.
Absolutely.
When you have people together thinking in the same way.
Right.
That's the key thing, is mm-hmm. that we're all on the same page.
Right.
And when that happens, and you know, the best, I have to say, the best performances that Chris and I have done, I've walked off stage and went, I have no idea what I just did.
Right.
Because we were so in the moment, you
right.
know, and just listening and responding to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it is a catharsis, and it's also, I mean, it's like any kind of creative thing where you get to, you tap into the unconscious.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you know that's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, it's the same thing that the jazz musicians mm-hmm. tap into.
Absolutely,
you know, and also in this day and age of, my God, just everyone is covered over with being entertained to death and informed to death, and never having a chance to actually look within themselves and create, you know, something from themselves, and they're to react, you know.
Yeah.
And so you're giving them the chance to react.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it's good too, because you when you talk about improv, and you know what you were just saying is you do get to react. And I think that why improv is good and why it's got so much possibility, because you don't know, so you actually have to listen,
mm-hmm.
and you have to, and if you listen. And you take it in, you can think, and right. you can feel something, and then react on that.
One of the great improvisers of all time just died recently, Jonathan Winters.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch him when I was a kid.
Oh, was that not something? I loved it when he would, you know, just walk into a room and he would pick up an object,
mm-hmm.
a pan,
right,
or a tie, or anything, and then just begin to improvise, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I grew up on that. You know, mm-hmm. I grew up on watching him as a child. And just his show, because it's mm-hmm. just sort of mind-boggling. Mm-hmm.
What is the history? Is the history, if you go back with improvisation, I mean, like some of the greats. What is the history? I was saying it to Jonathan Winters, and I'm sure there were people before him.
Well, the improvisation, you know, I mean, there's several areas of it. I mean, there's Chicago, and I grew up, like I said, in the Bay Area. So San Francisco, you know, you have the committee, and that was, you know, the committee. And there are a lot of people you might recognize, or certainly a bunch, but I think mm-hmm. maybe one of the most famous people was Howard Hessman. You remember him from KRP, and he's been around forever. I think he started with the committee. But there was
St. Louis.
St. Louis, actually,
which is where the Compass Player started.
But that's the birthplace, really.
The birthplace of improv, probably in the United States, would be St. Louis, the Compass Players, and uh-huh. that gave us Elaine May and
Mike Nichols. And Severin Darden,
right.
and
then they moved to Chicago, and
John Belushi, and
ended up forming Second City in the late 50s.
But that's where it started, and then John Belushi was part of that. You know, you're talking about like Alan Arkin.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Arkin was in there, and Ed Asner.
Yeah,
right.
Ed Asner's an old improv guy.
Hmm.
So it starts with the Compass Players, graduates to
Second City.
To Second City, and then Second City sort of. And
Del Close and Improv Olympic.
Right, and then Sharna Halpern and Del Close. Del Close was John Belushi's teacher. And so there's a direct line, which is actually still happening to this day.
Right.
And then there's the Growlings in L.A. And, you know, I grew up in the Bay Area, so the committee and just sort of.
Right, so there's lots of precedents.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Louisville,
It's us. Thank it's you. Us. Thank you, Danny. Right. Yes.
Thank you, Danny. Good way to come
back. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. We created right. Louisville right. Improv.
And we're teaching a lot of, I mean, there have been, five or six groups that have started in the last 2 years?
I'm telling you, man.
And most of them, it seems like at least one or two members have been taught by us.
Hmm.
Which is our goal, you know, world domination.
Right. Yeah. Were they young people? Young,
yeah,
young
yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we get a variety of people, you know, in our classes, but, you know, they don't necessarily start a group. But the groups tend to be started by younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had high school groups, and we know, and now they're just, it's sort of, it's great. Like I said, just to go back for a minute, when we first got here, nobody knew anything. I mean, there was no other improv group. So now, mm-hmm. Gradually, you know, we're like the old-timers. We're the veterans of improv. But we're still doing it. We're still strong. We're better than ever. You know, we get our festival every year.
Right. Well, anything more that you would like to add to this?
No, I think we're good. Daniel, we sure appreciate you having us down here.
Okay. Thank you, Danny.
This has been great.
Well, I always, you know, what we call this is Louisville Arts and Entertainment on the Fringe. You know that love that word. You know that's a new word. Actually, fringe. You know it used to be counterculture.
Right.
Yeah. And so now it's the fringe.
Right.
So I like that. You know.
Right. And, well, sadly, improv is still on the fringe of something.
Right.
but we're going main.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you,
Danny.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone and...